Hello, my name is Eli Tuckman, and thank you for joining me in our study of Mishnayos Maseches Nazir. In Perek Vav, we discussed the parameters of the Isurim of Taglachas and grape products. In Perek Zayin, we're going to learn more about the Isur of Tumah. So Mishnah Aleph begins with something that we actually noted before in Perek Vav Mishnah Hey, that the Nazir is permitted to become Tameh for a Meis Mitzvah. So our Mishnah Aleph, teaches us that this is actually true not just for the Nazir, but for the Kohen Gadol as well. Kohen Gadol v'Nazir, einan metamin b'kroveihem. The Kohen Gadol and the Nazir are both forbidden to become tamei meis, even for their immediate relatives. Right? Even if their immediate relatives die, they still can't become tamei. Aval metamin l'meis mitzvah. But if they find a meis mitzvah, if it is necessary to bury someone who has nobody else to bury him, then it is permitted for both, or either the Kohen Gadol or the Nazir, to become tameh in order to bury the meis mitzvah. What if they're both there and they find a meis mitzvah? Hayu mahalchem baderech. What if you have the Kohen Gadol and the Nazir traveling on the road by themselves, right? There's nobody else with them, just the two of them. Umatzu meis mitzvah, and they come across a meis mitzvah, a body that needs to be buried. So it isn't necessary for both of them to become tamei, but certainly it is necessary for one of them to become tamei. So which one of them should become tamei? Which is preferred, for the Kohen Gadol to become tamei or for the Nazir to become tamei? So we have a machlokas, of course. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Yitama Kohen Gadol v'Yitama Nazir. Rabbi Eliezer says the Kohen Gadol should become Tameh, not the Nazir. Nazir should stay Tor, the Kohen Gadol should become Tameh. V'chacham Momrim, the inverse, Yitama Nazir v'Yitama Kohen Gadol. The Nazir should become Tameh, not the Kohen Gadol. And here's our reasoning. I'm with Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer says, here's my reasoning. Yitama Kohen, I say the Kohen Gadol should become Tameh. Why? She'enu mevi Karbanos ha'tumaso. If the Kohen Gadol becomes Tameh, he doesn't have to bring Karbanos. But the Nazir does. V'ayitama Nazir, shu maybe karbanos tamaroso. The Nazir shouldn't be the one to get tamei because he has to bring karbanos if he becomes tamei. That shows us very clearly, says Rabbi Eliezer, that the Nazir, that the Isser of the Nazir to become tamei is more severe than the Isser of the Kohen Gadol to become tamei because he has to bring a karban, including both the chatas and an asham, if he becomes tamei. The Kohen Gadol, if he becomes tamei, he goes to the mikvah and goes back to work. There's no karbanos involved. So we see that the Nazir is more severe, is more chamur, and therefore the Nazir should not become tamei, the Kohen Gadol should. Amrullah, the Chacham responds to Rabbi Eliezer, that's interesting, but we have a different perspective. Yitama Nazir, why do we say the Nazir should be Tamei and not the, should become Tamei and not the Kohen Gadol? She'en Kedushas HaKedushas Olam. The Nazir is only a temporary status. His Nazirus is a temporary status. Even if he's a Nazir for the rest of his life, basically, most of the time, for most people, it's going to be 30-day loops, right? So, And even if it is for the rest of his life, it's temporary for as long as it takes, which may be the rest of his life, but it's not a permanent thing. And his Kedusha as a Nazir and his Isser to become Tamei Meis is not a permanent thing. It's only temporary. The Aliyutama Kohen, but the Kohen Gadol shouldn't become Tamei because the Kohen Gadol is much more severe. She Kedushaso Kedushas Olam. The holiness of a Kohen Gadol is permanent. It is always. And therefore, the Kohen Gadol is clearly, the Kohen Gadol's Isser of becoming Tamei is clearly more chamor than that of the Nazir. And therefore, the Nazir should become Tamei, not the Kohen Gadol, according to the Chachamim.